crackers like a loot. How I live the Mac life, making money smoking mics like crackers like a loot. How I live the Mac life, making money smoking mics like crackers like.
This is the original Los Angeles Beach Fella, Tweet Cadillac, baby, and you tuned in to the G-Loop Show, West Side Wednesday, OG Sunday, we rolling the pimp line, Tweet Cadillac, baby, yeah, make sure to tune in every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. Put some pimpin' in your life. Yeah.
Niggas wanna know how I live the Mac life, making money smoking mics like crackers like a note. How I live the Mac life, making money smoking mics like crackers like a note. How I live the Mac life.
Don't touch that guy.
You know my name.
Yes, sir. Once again, it's your boy Big G Lou. Oldies Rule Forever, Volume 1 and 2. OG Music. The G Lou Show. Back on my BC shit. With a G twist. Yeah, no. Let's go. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. You know exactly who it is and what the fuck I do. It's your favorite BC boy, Gangsta Lou. Back with the Oldies Rule Forever, Volume 1 and 2. It's been a long time coming, but I'm back again. With no industry favors, handouts, and no friends. All I got is beats, one mic, and one pen. A half an ounce of chronic and this gallon of hen. Got the homie Mac Malone thugging just like Bone. The homie Tweety in the feds, I hope he soon come home. They call me Big Pops, but the ops call me Capone. Cause it's 187 on this microphone. Now follow me as we cruise, bumping nothing but oldies. In the 03 caddy with the Vogue and the goldies. Revelation 2020 was a smash. Now 3 months later, I'm right back on your ass. The marathon continues, in memory of Big Nip. Gotta watch your own homie, now the shit is a trip. I take a sip of my drink as I go drifting down a memory. Thinking about the good old days before the enemy came and went. Rolex changed a limo tent. This lost a swap meet is where we went. To get the Cortez and the Dickies. The homies packing the blicky just in case they set trip and the situation gets sticky. Your girl gave me a hickey, now I'm sucking a titty. 2 hours later, you on my phone talking about you gon' stick me. Shit is tricky in the streets where we live or die. Where all the good homies get killed with the blink of an eye. Still we gotta try to live our life to the fullest. Just like the homie Nip said, it ain't no name on the bullets. But I'm still pulling for our people to make it out. Cause Oldies Rule Forever like Roger Remote.
CD Harrison, chilling every Wednesday and Friday on the G Lou Show with G Lou and the wonderful Queen Jean. And on OG Sundays with Big Flossy and Hanks is a Gangster, be sure to tune in and take that vibe. You can find me on Instagram at DD_Harrison, that's HairFton, or email me at DDHarrison100@gmail.com.
Yeah, welcome to the G Lou Show, West Side Wednesdays on the 5th of May. They call it Cinco de Mayo. Some may not, though, depends who you ask. But I'm G Lou. You know it's the G Lou Show. We're back at it again for another special edition. Thank you, everybody, for joining us tonight. Before we start off, I want to give a special shout-out to our sponsors. As always, BTP Media Group, 93. Tweed FM-ism, the After Six Cruise mix every Thursday night. Tweed Cadillac. Also, Miss Dee Dee Harrison, who you just heard right there, follow her ASAP. She's an author. She's a publisher. She can help you get your book published if you're trying to do that. And she has a bunch of books you can check out as well. Also, check out the GLoopShow.com. That is the GLoopShow.com for everything related to the G Lou Show, all of our past shows, links to YouTube. You can follow Queen Jean, Hank, Flossie, and you can get caught up with all the albums, including our latest album, Oldies Rule Forever, out right now everywhere. And it's going up, so make sure y'all check that out and support that. Now let me bring in my special, very special co-host and beautiful Miss Queen Jean. Good evening, Queen.
Hey, hey, hey. Happy Cinco de Mayo Day to you and everybody out there. How are you doing this evening? Can you hear me okay? Do I sound low?
I can hear you.
Okay, great. How are you this evening?
I'm doing okay, Queen. I can't complain too much. Blessed to be here.
Okay.
Blessed to be heard.
What?
Yeah.
Right on.
Go ahead.
Right on. No, I was just saying right on, blessed to be here, you know, absolutely no complaints, you know.
Right.
On Wednesdays we have a special guest, so I'm excited to hear about his journey.
Yeah, it should be interesting.
With him. Yes, very interesting.
It's the homie Trimla Krim. Man, I'm anxious to hear about his story as well. The brother has an incredible story, journey. He's been through a lot. You know, I know he's been into music since he was a kid, but he had unfortunately go on a vacation and go away for a while. And I know he's come back now and getting back full swing in the music. And, you know, he just has a great story, man. He's also a friend of the family, Tweed Cadillac's nephew. So he's very connected as well, and just has an incredible story I'm sure he wants to tell. So he'll be joining us tonight to tell his story. So that's what's going on with us tonight. Also, you guys know, as always, we got the call-in number. It's the same as always. It hasn't changed. It's 914-803-4001. You can use that number to call in and chat with us. You want to say what's up to Queen Jean. I know she has a lot of fans out there. If you want to call in and say hey to Queen, you just press 1 and we'll let you in. Also, if you want to speak to our guest tonight, you know, he'll be here. You want to speak to him, holler at him, anything, you can press 1 and join in with us. Also, you can get at Queen Jean. Follow her on Instagram, Queen Jean of the G Lou Show, or on Facebook, Jean Berkeley, V Berkeley. And she does announcements as well, and she does a lot of other things she can get you connected with. So you need to get at Queen Jean if you need that connect. You know what I mean? Follow her, Queen Jean of the G Lou Show. That's all I got. What you got going on, Queen?
Hey, I wanted to speak on your Oldies Rule Forever Volume 1. I wanted to suggest to everyone, it is streaming on all digital platforms. Go and get that. I love all of the samples that you are using. Every joint on there is... it's just a banger. There's one on there, I think it's number 4. That one right there, whatever your walk may be, that's going to get you up on the dance floor and do that walk, you know, whatever your walk may be. Two-step, C-walk, B-walk, you know, whatever your walk is.
Whatever walk you're doing.
You know, you're going to walk that way off that beat.
Right.
So, yeah, I suggest that everyone go and get it because every joint on there with those samples is bad. I love that Payback. I love that whatever. You know, everyone on there. And, you know, I love music, so when I listen to that
today,
I've had it, but today was my first time listening to every joint. So go check that out. Don't cheat yourself. Treat yourself to oldies.
Treat yourself. She ain't going to tell you no lies either. Tell them, Queen. She's not going to tell you no stories like they used to say back in the day. So, you know.
I know, right?
I said that
to my grandson. You know, and I'd be like, quit telling stories. And he'd be like, I'm not telling a story.
I'm not telling no story. What are you talking about?
Yeah. You know, but you don't want to tell them to quit lying because, you know, when we were kids, lying was
right.
A,
that was
easier.
I think that was a better way of saying it back in the day. Because, that's what it's just telling a story.
Yeah, but if I tell him that to me, when I said that to him, I said, you better quit telling stories. And he was like, and he'll give me this look and he'll put his hands up like that emoji, like, I'm not telling a story.
Right.
You know, like, it was like, what words should I use with him? And my daughter told me just tell him to stop telling lies. Oh, okay. So that's what it'll be from this day forward, you know, for lying. You know, so yeah, that was very old school. You know, I kind of miss the old school discipline for home.
Yeah.
You know.
Right.
Yeah, I truly do. I miss the old school discipline in home because I'm old school and I still tend to want to respond that way, but.
Right.
And some homes you can't.
They just don't register no more. The registration ain't
no
good.
Don't. Right. These little ones now just like they like little Voltrons or something. Shit. They just they're something else, you know. And when they say out the mouth of age, the things that come out of these children's mouths now, it's like wow, you know, like So, you know, I have 8 grandchildren, so. 3, 4 of them are young.
You got a big family.
Like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I just kind of chill back and kick back and just enjoy the sound and just check them out and focus. They don't. I told them, I don't want Nana's beast to come up out of her because that's going to be a BCB. And they just look at me like, oh, so yeah. Mm-hmm. So yes. We've been having some good weather out here and. Charlotte's rain, but still hot.
Yeah,
what about out there in the ATL?
It's been raining. Raining last couple of days. Real bad. I was on some thunderstorm turning. I don't know. It was just bad rain and stuff, but it's warm, though. But it's been raining pretty bad, you know, so it is what it is.
Yeah, that's how it was yesterday. Yeah. Also, check out our conversations in the Hookah Lounge this Saturday with myself and Dee Dee. We have an Arthur coming on and Candace. Check out Dee Dee Harrison 100 on YouTube. She do reviews of all kind of books. Check her out.
Yep.
Just listen to her review of a book. It makes you want to go and just like, let me check this book out. Go purchase it because the way that she gives out the reviews for these authors.
Right.
Check out Dee Dee Harrison on YouTube and
Dee Dee Harrison 100.
Yeah, they need to give her a salute for doing that because she makes it interesting when you want to go and check the book out. So, yeah, follow Dee Dee Harrison 100 on YouTube as well, and then check us out. Conversations in the Hookah Lounge on this Saturday.
Going up, and check out the past episodes, too. They had a bomb episode this Saturday, too, with a fitness instructor. That was bomb, too. Doing a good number. So go back and check out the previous shows if you haven't already. Conversations in the Hookah Lounge, Dee Dee Harrison 100, Queen Jean.
Yes, our past one, Fit with Tiff, I tell you, I've never drank coffee black. I've never drank black coffee.
Me neither.
But I have started drinking black coffee. So it's like, it's inspiring taste, but it does.
I don't know if I could do it.
It will curb your appetite. So, but it's not really that bad, especially when you have if you have Starbucks coffee, that coffee because it already has a flavor to it, it's not that bad. And that's what I drink.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I see what you're saying. Drinking the flavor kind.
And you can get used to it. So I did pick up that tip from her and have been drinking black coffee. And sometimes it's tea, as she stated, you know, and just to take some time out and do a little something, you know, if you don't work out, take your time and build in your stamina up and get into it. But, yeah, it was a great show. That was a great show. I really enjoyed
It was. It was. I did, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Fit the tiff. There it is. So again, check out the previous episodes, Conversations in the Hookah Lounge every Saturday night on the YouTube channel. Check that out as well. And that's what it is. Again, shout out to the sponsors, BTP Media Group, Jeff Kwan, the whole crew got it popping as always. Tweed Cadillac, you know, on Thursday nights. Tweed got a new EP coming out this summer too. Be on the lookout for that. It should be good. It's called the Original Six Pack or the Classic Six Pack. I believe he's going to have just an EP with 6 songs on there, you know. So be on the lookout for that as well. Tweed Cadillac, he's coming out to cut. You know, he really retired, but he's coming out to make do a quick EP for you guys this summer. So it should be bomb. Be on the lookout for that. you know, I may get a guest appearance on there, hopefully. So be on the lookout for that as well. Tweed Cadillac coming soon. And check out his show on Thursday nights. Check out our show on Friday nights. And Sundays, OG Sundays as well. And that's what it is. So just kick back, relax, have a good time tonight. We're going to kick it, play some good music. We got our guest coming soon, the homeboy Trim LaCrim out of Los Angeles, California. He'll be joining us tonight. So, yeah, he'll be here in a minute. So be on the lookout for that. And we'll be back after we do this. Westside Wednesday, the G. Lou Show. Queen Jean, G. Lou.
And Aladdin is a legend. Aladdin, I'm glad you're still here, you know, able to get your flowers. Man, I'm glad we were able to, you know, have you on here. It's definitely an honor. I've been hyped like the last 2 weeks, bro. You know what I mean? It's like this was definitely a classic episode, man, and just an honor to have you here, man, because I really respect
you. It was a pleasure, man. I really appreciate it, man, and I thank you, bro. I mean, I really had a great time, man. I enjoyed myself, man. Then especially because all the people you brought on, that's all family, man.
Right,
that's all family,
right.
Man. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
It was a pleasure, man.
Shout out to my boy Jeff Juan. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Man, my love. Much love.
Again, I really appreciate it. Hey, Queen, anything you want to say to Aladdin? Because I know Queen has some.
I want to say what's up and much respect to the Queen. And I appreciate her for even, you know what I'm saying, promoting me and having me on the show, too. Because I was seeing a little promotions, you know what I'm saying? And that Facebook had it pumped up. Queen G. And I want to say thank you, Queen. Good looking out.
You're welcome. You're welcome, homie. You're my homeboy. You know, when you said 133rd and Slater, I was like 134th. And when you said, I said a Joe's Liquor, and you said the record shop, I said Bill's Barking. That's like front of
All day long. Yeah, that's it, mama.
Then you got
for
the
real.
Pocket.
That's my girl,
so then when you said,
yeah, pocket. And you got the AZ, you know. So you know, I knew her, man. My boy was DJ over there, big off north. You know what I'm saying, Big Bay. I used to go to his party. You know what I'm saying? That's it. Who got the magic fingers burger spot right there on the Gondo in Central.
Yes, yes, yes. And the Freeman Fish House and the candy store right there across from Willowbrook. But yeah, you my homeboy, so.
Yeah, it's all love. Mom, it's all love.
Blessings to your prosperity. Keep it rocking. You know, just keep doing what you're doing. It's a pleasure. Yes, I just love to hear the greatness that comes from Compton, you know, because they try to give Compton this bad rap. So
man,
I love
Compton
to hear
got
the
legends.
Great.
We got the legends, and
Compton
we still build it.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's just spreading the love all over, though. It's just spreading the love. Yeah, that's all it is. You know what I'm saying?
Hello world, I'm finna act a fool with the trifling almighty King T, one of Compton's finest. I go by the name of the party rocking player from the original Penthouse Players Clique. Ask your daddy about me. If you don't know, ask your mama to ask your daddy about me. We can't like that.
Too many girlies on the corner, scoping out a Mac. See babies on stack with a hella five gap. So I'm pulling through the cut to get the honeys all around. Sun about to set, play about the clown on a freaky deaky bitch. I'm charging by the amps, popping these shoes and a full tank of gas. Funky fly clothes, armor all bows. Let back my moon, wave at the host. Let them know that I love them. I put someone above them. I find them, fork them, and dump them. And keep going. Watch the suckers who bang and try to peep my game, cause it ain't no thing for me to hit my feet, pull a Glock, bust a shot on a Shetty looking Chevy. So when you see me rolling by, you better not try to pull a move on a true or you will die.
If you think you're rolling in a big lane, rolling in a big lane, come on and show you how to get things, rolling in a big lane.
Your hammer's all brand new. intervening, what's the meaning? California quakes through your region. Whoever's disbelieving, fool, trace these steps. Sweet Cadillac and King King, nigga. We's vets, it's going down. The word all around, compound. I'm connected with that $1 million sound. Now watch me just clown. Trying to buy that 10-acre ranch. Yeah. Tired of buying food with these stamps. The West Coast camp, what? Strictly out for the money. And I ain't even trying to be funny, but I rock Mike Swell. Passionate as Patti LaBelle. When I yell, ask them to die in the tail. I leave them laying in their hood and they trunk tied up. For messing with that stress, here's the chronic fired up, nigga. The situation's too hard for sipping, but my nigga Tweet Cadillac told me to keep it. Like hotcakes, make them wanna donate as I walk their ass up in the bank. Smear relish on these hoes, get them out they clothes behind closed doors with these flows. P's up, G's up, we's up. Post up, baby, ride these nuts. I hear y'all rappers, all that shit whack. Give me that track, you only got no fucking cap. Take 3 cents back, put on that pimp pad, come up out that lag, show a nigga how to match. Count money precisely, conversation to quit, the bus I be a tweet a grip. Playboy rabbits on my OG jacket, I'm too cool about his clubbing, goddammit. He's the word, get served the curb, party rockin' player international. I put the smash down, King T, Peter's player ham and I, S-Roy, he should be remarkably blah. People say Tweed went Hollywood. I had them Soul Train girls up in Hollywood. I used to skip school, ditch up in Hollywood. When it come to Hollywood, I can write a book on the things I seen, what I did. I used to sell bud to the movie star kids.
If you think you're
at it again. Oldies rule forever. You know. Hey, rest in peace and Luther Vandross, though. Let's go. G-Lou, I represent for the real ones. Been a long time coming, but I still won. One in a million, second to none. Against all odds, it was me against the world like Pac. Nevertheless, though, this shit don't stop. Still do it for the love and memory of hip-hop. Fresh up out the block, reinventing my grind. Made it out the rain, rejuvenating my shine. I'm an old school G with a new school vibe. I was born in November 1975, straight up out the West Coast, better known as the Best Coast. Raised off Ice Cube and Luther Vandross. Jelly on my toast with some bacon and eggs. I need a girl to hold me down with some breakfast in bed. Baby, go ahead, break bread with G-Lou. I love a girl that likes to get ahead with G-Lou. Used to have long hair, then I cut it all off. Then I grew it all back just to piss y'all off. I'm a Brick City boss, north side of the East Low. Shout out to my brother OG C-Lo. Big Floss, Big Hank, and my homeboy Tweed. As we proceed to give you what you need, indeed, my rhymes flow smooth like leather. OG music, the oldies rule forever. Endeavor. G-Lou, oldies rule forever, volume 1. OG music, and we do this. BC boy, and I'm out. Out. Yeah.
Yeah. It's Kel Mac. Owner of all her publications, Kel Mac Video. I'm with G Lou on Westside Wednesday.
What's up, y'all? This is Lil Big from the legendary Bay Area rap group America's Most Wanted, urging you to tune in to G Lou's blog talk radio show, Westside Wednesday. Shit, it's hump day. What else you gonna listen to?
Yeah, welcome back to the G Lou show, Westside Wednesdays. G Lou, Miss Queen Jean, and we are back, and I think our guest has joined us now. I think he is here. So we'll go ahead and welcome our guest for the evening, Queen Jean. Will you do the honors, please?
Oh, yes. Welcome to our Westside Wednesday special guest, Trim LaCrim from L.A., Los Angeles. How nice. You doing?
I'm doing blessed. I'm blessed and highly favored. I appreciate this opportunity. How's y'all doing?
I'm good. I feel the same way as you. Blessed and just all of that. So, yeah, so we're all on that same page. Isn't that, you know, giving all that praise to the Most High. I love that.
Indeed.
Trim LaCrim. Hey, Trim.
Yeah, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Trim, I just want to hop in briefly, and I'm going to let Queen take over. I just want you to just please, if you could, introduce yourself to the people formally. Let us know who you are, a little background, and tell us about the name Trim LaCrim. You know, the people want to know about that as well. So just give them a rundown.
Okay, well, first and foremost, my name is Trim LaCrim. I'm born and raised in Los Angeles, California. Unfortunately, you know, I had an opportunity, you know, to be in the system at an early age. I had 10 years in the feds, fresh out of high school. So, you know, the trim is because I've always been slim, you know, slim fit, kind of athletic. And then the L.A. is because I'm an L.A. guy. And then the crim is because, you know, I had a criminal background. And my whole thing is, you know, I believe in making, you know, my bad choices to become my success in life. You feel me? So why not give the world what they were trying to take away from me and my identity? You feel me? So that's where I'm at with it.
That's dope. That's dope, bro. I like how you broke that down. Yeah. I would have never known, you know, all of that from that. I thought maybe something else. It might have been for the ladies, but that's a cold breakdown right there. So that's what's up, man. And welcome home, too, man.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Go ahead, Queen. I'm going to let Queen get at you for a minute. She got some questions and some things she wants to holler at you about. So go ahead, Queen.
I like that breakdown, too, for the crim, for the criminal background, and just coming back to coming back and circle back to life on a different journey. And then L.A., the Los Angeles, and crim being crim fit, which you truly are.
Right.
Because I did watch your video when you was on the yard.
Oh,
I guess it was on the yard.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, I see you. I see you.
That's right.
And your picture that's on our flyer, I was telling G, I was like, man, I looked at that picture and I was like, dang, he favors DMX. On that picture. And then just listen to what you just said, the meaning behind your name, just kind of DMX came to my mind then as well as you were breaking it down, especially the criminal part of it.
Right.
So how long were you gone away?
Well, I did 124 months. That's 10 years and 3 months. You know, I was, you know, at one point, man, I had not the right guidance in terms of, you know, when you make mistakes, you don't realize the severity of your actions. You know, had I known the severity of what I was doing, I wouldn't have made that choice. But, you know, I grew up in that situation. So now I'm out here.
Right.
My whole focus is on self and improving the life that I felt like my son deserved, you feel me?
Right.
Hey, just on a lighter note, right? I wanted to say it's funny when you said the 124 months. You could tell a nigga that's been in the feds, right? Because that's how they count their time with the months instead of the year. Everything I know been in the feds, like, I had 74 months, so I had 87 months. My boy said he had 124 months.
24
months. 10 years,
yeah.
3 months.
Right.
They count them shit
in
months.
Yeah, but he did break that down. Because I was like, okay, 124 months. Like, okay, I can't calculate that quick. But, yeah, when you
right.
said that 10 years, like, okay, thank you. I
but
said
that's
to
how
myself,
the feds,
thank you,
the
yeah.
boys in the feds. Yeah, that's how they count their time, by the months. But that's all. Go ahead, Queen. I'm sorry.
You know, I have a nephew who has been in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out, but you did straight 10 years, correct?
Okay.
We're not going to focus on that. I just want to, yeah, so I would ask him, like, what is it that when you come out and then you go back in, because it seems like when you're in for a certain amount of time, that strengthens your mind, and
mm-hmm.
when you come back out, out into the world, kind of speak, see things differently, but you don't even want to go back to that. And I'm sure that's your perspective, because you just said that you want to do better for your son. And how old is your son?
He's two. Yeah, he's a baby.
Oh, yeah,
I had him since
cool.
I've been home.
That's cool. Yeah, but that's cool that you're at home to spend this time with him. You know what I'm saying? So that's real cool. So we're going to go into your music journey now, and welcome home as well.
Thank you. And then, like, I just want to comment one more before
go
we
ahead.
Got the topic of the system. You know, it's kind of, the recidivism rate is real, because it's like they make it where they give you opportunity while you're incarcerated to, you know, better
mm-hmm.
yourself. But you have to fight
right.
so many variables just to get to a book. You know, you have to meet
right.
a million people before you get to that one good person. So in retrospect, when you're doing your bid, you have to just, you know, keep your head down and focus in on what God has planned for you. And that's all I did. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so now that I'm out here, everything that I've learned, I'm just utilizing. I'm seeing the things I've learned to come to fruition in my new life, because I feel like a new person, totally.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely. And that's cool, because you have to come out and be a new person totally in order
mm-hmm.
to not go back there. You know,
mm-hmm.
you have to have a whole different mindset. So, you know, salute to you for even coming out with that mindset. As you said, you have a 2-year-old son, and we all know how it is for a black man out here in America. So
mm-hmm.
With you being already behind the walls and having to shoot your son, gives you the opportunity to just be there and put him on the right path, you know, guiding right.
Exactly.
So I know that your uncle is Tweed, and I know that he's a music genius and been into the industry, but who inspired
mm-hmm.
you to get into the music?
My mom. My mother. That's like me and my mom. We see. Initially, I'm a singer. You know, I love singing. You know, but I grew into like the hip hop aspect of it, because you know I like to dance and you know just be fly or whatever. So, anyways, growing up in my household, with my mom, we used to do music trivials. Like I'll be like, "Mom, who sing this song?" And then she'll get it, and then she'll be like, "Who sing this song?" And it got to a point where that used to be our Sunday morning. You know, you clean up on Saturday or Sunday. We used to clean up, play the music, and it was beautiful. So that's what my mom. I got it from my mom. She motivated me. You know what I mean? To be better.
That's pretty dope, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you said you guys had music trivia. That's real dope.
Yeah.
It was like, okay, who sings this? So you grew up on old
yeah.
school music, like slow jams, or
mm-hmm.
okay, yeah. Yeah, that's real cool. I love oldies. Wow.
It'd be hard to miss me with an oldie. Like, it'd be hard to miss me, you know, unless it was just a song on an album. Like, it's hard to miss me with these oldies.
Right. That's cool.
And that's my
wow,
mom.
Music trivia. Wow. That's cool. So what first got you into music? I know your mother was your inspiration, but what got you into
Well, I had always, I had looked up to, growing up, I looked up to Force and D's, right? That was my group. I used to love Force and D's songs. And she used to buy me, like, their albums.
Oh, Force
and
D's.
Yeah, I love the Force and D's, right? I like the fact that they were singing and rapping, right? So, what we used to do, I used to, like, I used to go to my partner's house, and he had his uncle at a studio, and I used to pick up the guitar, you know, the lead guitar, and mess with it and try to, like, mimic the chords and stuff like that. And then once I started hearing myself improve, you know, knowing how to mimic the chords and the chord progression, I started writing my own music. And then my uncle heard, God rest his soul, I was writing a song one day, and I wanted him to hear it, and the first thing he did was he corrected my spelling. He didn't even listen to the song. He like, wait a minute. You spelled that word wrong. And I'm like, but then again, I'm glad he did that because he showed me he was really engaged in what I was doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Instead of saying, okay, let me listen real quick. Oh, that sounds good. And then we'll go about his business. No, he actually stopped, and he was present enough to critique something that he seen wrong. So that kind of pushed me as well.
Thing that we do when we want to perfect it, he wants to be critiqued. You know,
indeed.
We want to fix the stage and anything that we are perfecting. Because that's something where you can really perfect anything by being
critiqued. Exactly.
Your video, Checkmate Video, Checkmate mm-hmm. the video, I see you wearing that old school rabbit coat. I was like, okay.
That's an old school rabbit coat.
Yeah, because I had a coat like that at once upon a time back in the 70s. That's one of the 70s old school rabbit coats. I'm like, look at him. He got some old school in him. Okay.
Well, I do feel like I'm like born in the wrong era. I'm supposed to be like this age in like the early 80s or something like that. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I was like, okay. I've seen that. I did pick that out, so I just wanted to mention that to you. Yeah. How would you describe the music that you typically create? Where does your creativity come from?
Okay, let me see. At first, I was more so writing R&B songs about love, about heartbreak, you know, about being in jail, about being lost. Then, once I, like, started growing in myself, I started growing, like, I gained the knowledge, the wisdom of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. So I started studying and teaching.
Mm.
And then I started paralleling, you know, just kind of going out of my normal circumference. And then this is where the hip-hop came in, because a lot of the stuff that I would to talk about in the R&B, I couldn't necessarily convey the way I wanted it to. And so I started writing hip-hop. And so now what I talk about now, because, you know, I didn't been in the streets. I didn't gangbang a few times. I say a few times because I didn't try it. It messed up, and I tried it again and messed up. And so I'm done with that. But my point is, I've always been like one with the ladies. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've always had an ability to relate, you know what I'm saying, to the opposite sex. Not necessarily playerism, but just understanding a woman. You know, you deal with people differently. So a lot of my music more so is going towards the women and just teaching these cats how to treat women and teaching women, if you're going to be out doing a blade, if you're going to be out here messing in the streets, you know, expect this, look for this, you know what I'm feeling? And then that's kind of like one of my message. My message is just for people that need a voice that just don't know how to communicate exactly what they want to say.
Yeah, I like when you said that for the women, they're going to be messing basically with somebody, a brother from the street. You got to know what you're getting into, so you can't be, my father to say, sitting on pump in the game.
Yeah.
You know, you got to know what you're getting into.
You think about it like this. The same thing a woman loves is the same thing she hates. You dig what I'm saying? So you got to find a happy medium. So my thing is, I don't know what it is, but I can help you try to figure out what it is. You know what I'm saying? So that's kind of like what I be talking about in my music.
Okay, I like the wordplay. I hear you. Yeah, you sound like an old soul there. You know, I'm listening to your wordplay as you speak.
I do
feel
like an old soul. I feel like I do.
Yeah. That's cool. That's real cool.
I just have
one more question, then I'm going to turn it over to G. I'll come back to you. But if you, you know, with collaborations, is there anybody that's in the industry, because you're in the industry as well, that you would wanted to collaborate with?
I want to collaborate with E-40. You feel me? And one more person. Yeah, and one more person I'd like to collaborate with, somebody like a Jay Prince. You feel me? Because I, you know, honestly, I'm like more militant. I'm like a real soldierish type of person. I don't play games. I really don't play games. But I have a light heart, and I need to be around good company. You know what I'm saying? None of that bull jive. I need some real, 100%, you know what I'm saying, authenticity, transparency.
Yeah.
You know, that's simple as that, because that's where I come from. And 40 is just because I like 40 swag, and then I'm just a swag type dude. You know, I got flavor. You know, I don't put on. I don't talk about gangbang. I don't talk about shooting. I know. I just talk about living life and having fun doing it.
Yeah, since you got a chance to check out that verses with 40 in too short.
Absolutely.
That was dope, right?
That was off the chain. I want to watch it.
That was a nice little mini concert they gave us. I was like, okay, yeah.
It was.
I love that too. Yeah, nice little mini concert that we got.
That's for it.
Wow. Okay. Well, G, you can go ahead. I'll have some more questions in a few.
Thank you.
Okay, well,
because you can jump
what
in
I want to do right now
than I can, because you know you have your own music as well. So
that's
right. What I want to do is I want to jump into some of this music, though, homie. You know what I mean? We've been talking about it a little bit and all that. Why don't we give them a taste of some of this music, and then we can come back and talk about the music and what inspires you to do the music you do, the songs you do, or whatever. So let's get to some of this music. What do you want to go to first? I got a few of your tracks up in here.
All right, I say we can go to shit. Come relax, come relax. Let's go to
come
front.
Relax.
Yeah, it's not for the ladies.
Okay, I don't have that one, homie. So you will go to one
like,
I don't have.
I like bands.
Unless it's the, I don't have bands. I'm just saying I have the ones that I got the music they sent me. So I don't know. I got like Black Pimp, Foreign. Gonna win, hell and back,
oh, no,
Mackie.
Play Foreign Clean. Play Foreign Clean.
Okay. So let's do it right here. Tremble Crim, y'all. Foreign Clean.
They should be fooling.
Hey, I'll do.
Watch me, my people. Watch me.
Thank you.
I'm CMG from the Conscious Daughters, and it's West Side Wednesday on the G Lou Show, baby. You know we on a funky up edition. Let's go.
What's the realest nigga you know? Gotta go. Put it on my page. I stay turned up in the streets. Real nigga shit. What to say?
Pay attention, listen close now. Spin them up on me out in the court line. Damn, shit this few years, this is smoke rush. Let them dry, full of hollers, out of the monitor. Why? Be sitting in the middle when the cow lies. FBI, ran in my spot, holding bad is high. I was at the studio and got a call. Know you well, what the fuck, homie, what's going on? Make sure I put the phone, pop the speaking code. Baby mama, she probably told, interview alone.
Yes, sir. You're back live at Westside Wednesdays, the G Lou Show on the Cinco de Mayo Wednesday, man. I'm here with my co-host, Queen Jean, and we're back with our special guest, the homie Trim LaCrim.
Hey, yay, man. Pleasure, pleasure.
Yes, sir. Hey, man. I like that, Helen Back, man. I like that right there. Explain, man, the first song we played and the Helen Back, kind of give a rundown about the song and what it means to you or what you want the people to take from that, man.
Well, as far as Helen Back is concerned, that was a situation that I really went through, you know. And I don't know if y'all seen that video, but I actually dedicated that song to my mom. You know what I mean? And that's like a real sentimental song for me. It just kind of reflected that when I was in jail and was out here trying to pursue my music prior to me going to jail, everybody was in my corner, you know what I'm saying? You know, and the bag was right, everybody there. As soon as I go to jail, I'm sending these kites out to people. You know, they say if you don't write nobody, don't expect no letters back. So I'm writing everybody, writing. And the only person I was writing was my mama. You know what I mean? So I'm like, well, you know, that's my mama. You feel me? So that's what I was saying. So I was pretty much asking everybody, well, what was you was doing when I was locked up? So that's kind of like my approach when people that I see, that I ain't seen in a long time, see me doing good and be like, hey, Taz, what's up? Whoa. Nah, I'm doing good. But keep doing what you was doing when I was incarcerated, baby. So that's kind of like why I'm, and I don't mean to be bitter, but that's just some real stuff. Because you never know who was in your corner until you need them. And then, like, the first song, you know, it was, for me, it's just a good feeling joint, you know what I'm saying? It's foreign clean, man. It's me letting everybody know, you know, it's a possibility, you know, for you to enjoy your life, because when God gives you things, it's for you to show the world that what God's blessing you with, but you got to keep it in a proper perspective. So that's what I was letting everybody know, like, God still bless those that, you know, put forward, you know, you put up, I feel like this, you take one step towards God, he'll take two towards you. You feel me? And then that was just my celebration song right there.
That's right. Hey, also, one more thing I want to add, along with the songs, great songs, man. Explain to the people, like, what would you say your style is? Or like, what is, because you have a different type of flow and approach of how you get out, you know what I mean, which makes your sound original too, so they'll know that's you. But explain to the people what would you say your style is when it comes to what you do on the mic.
Well, first off, I'm a writer. You know, I write poetry. You know, I write. You know, I'm very, like, I'm in tune with writing and getting my thoughts out, because personally, if your heart had a voice and it had a message, how would it sound? So, you know, I like to really dig into, you know, just my honesty. My honesty is R&B. I like to sing. So sometimes in my music, it might be a word or a message, and then I might want to go somewhere, and just because I have a melodic sound, I mean, I really have a piano voice, I kind of just let it go. And then a lot of times, I read something a long time ago, big bro, there's an article of Michael Jackson. He said, no matter what I'm doing on stage, I always leave just a little bit room for God to come in and take over. And that's kind of where I be. You know, I speak my honesty, my truth, and it just take over. You know, it's no specific cadence. It's no specific format. You know, I just kind of go with the energy, because I like living my life transparent. You know, I'm an open book. I got tattoos everywhere for a reason. I talk about everything for a reason, and I just want to relate to everybody if I could. If I can't, then I did my part.
Right. That's what's up, bro. That's all you can do. It's your part. You feel me? That's all you can do.
It's my intimate thought.
That part. Well, let's do this. Let's go to one more song. I'll come back and turn it back over to Queen. She got some more, but let me get some of this music, man, so we can open the people up to what you got going. And before we continue, send a shout out to the people out there where they can get at you and connect with you, because if you have IG or any social media or anything that people can get at about. Yeah, put that out there right quick, so the people can, right now we play the song, they can go tap in with you while they're listening to you. You feel me?
All right. Yeah, definitely. Well, my name's Trim the Crim, for those that don't know. My Instagram is Return to Casanova 304. And then as far as any of my music that you want to tap into, all you got to do is hashtag Trim Like Crim, or Google Trim Like Crim. And I'll be looking forward to meeting and greeting and talking and chopping with my people, because that's what I'm a people's person. You know what I'm saying? That's what we do. We're here to uplift and build, you know. But that is the simple, Trim Like Crim. And you can find me on any social media and any music outlet. My music is everywhere. It's being sold everywhere.
That part. And with that being said, let's get to some of this music. And, you know, let me kick it off with this. Since you know, that's how you talking. You speaking, man. You speaking into existence. So the homie said he's going to win. Let's go to this going to win track, man.
That part.
Yeah. Trim the Crim, y'all. West Side Wednesday.
I'm a wing. Go all the school to get his name. me. Trapping in the back of the fan. Minks from a fear wild animal. Gigolo T, I'm a cannibal. Ha! Who let a ratchet hoe? With looks from the page of a classic Vogue. Silk panties on. Thick a rope in the snow, going strong. Out beating the cold. 5 carat Yellowstone paint the phone. Make it glow. Adios amigo, hit the road. When it's independent with my feminine ego. Live by the Dico, 5 for the Vito. 5 for the Vito, rock when the beat go. Pimp, pimp, here we go. Mama, I'ma gonna win. Go hard, school, shoot, get it, man. Winning and winning and winning. Listen to all my pennies. All my college friends. Listen to all the pennies. Mama, I'ma gonna win. Go hard with the scooters. Man, winning and winning and winning. Listen to all my pennies. Over my collar trenches. Original fucking my pimpin'. Mac and trim, man, trash. Light the wood, man, trash. Shoot crafts in a mansion. Pull the shot, something nasty. You bad, quit yappin'. No time for the jappin'. Don't cry when the goons ride. Lick it up, nigga, happy. Decide to grind, boutique and shine. For the summertime rapping. But this is little fucking meanest. Had them vision winning early morning press. Sipping coffee in the instant. Nigga came through the front window. Solo mission, found this man in the kitchen. 4 shots, now he's dead and missing. I'ma gonna win. Go hard, school, get his man. Winning and winning and winning. Listen to all my pennies. Fuck my color trending. Reaching up all the pimpin'. Oh, mama, I'ma gonna win. Go hard with the Uber scooters. Get his man. Winning and winning and winning. Listen to all my pennies. Fuck my color trending. Reaching up all my pimpin'. Real pimpin' shit. Real pimpin' shit. Huh. Cause I've been pimpin', I've been pimpin' since been pimpin'. So don't get it twisted. I'm a real nigga, you dig me? My name is Shrimlock Crimp, the Blue Gem. And this is how I swag. So get it right, and keep it tight. I'ma holla at you. Stay black so I get back, my man.
I'ma gonna win.
Win.
Go hard for the school to shoot it, get this man.
Get this man.
Winning and winning and winning.
I win.
Let's get all my pen.
My pen.
Up on my college friend.
My trend.
Reach the ball of the
pen.
My mama, I'ma gonna win.
I'm gonna win.
Go hard for the school to shoot it, get this man. Winning and winning and winning.
Winning.
Reaching up on my pen.
My pen.
Puff on my collar
trend.
Reaching up on my pen.
What's happening? This G-Stack, one half of the rap group The Delinquents, and you're tuned in to the G-Lu Show, West Side Wednesdays. Holla.
This is Zach Capone, the Totally Insane, and you're tuned in to G-Lu or West Side Wednesdays.
Life like the entire state. 20 shoe navy blue Bugatti lace. Promethazine is a cherry grenade. Selling my album will string me today. Getting my grass from a Dynamo Bay. Keep it 100, bitch slap in the face. Pimping is in me like cash in the safe. Loving these ratchets, oh mama behave. Working that booty, your duty might change. Bitches for all the price lemonade. Charge up a horn if you speak on my name. Ate the gorilla, go smoke to the face. Tatted the rhythm on pimping the blade. Look like it's 5-5 that fly on me, hey.
What your name, bitch?
What your name, bitch? What
money green, name? Bitch.
My money green, bitch.
Whole lot of drip.
Whole lot of drip.
Time to knock a
pound. Time to knock a pound.
Mac, 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 Mac.
Getting to it.
Mac, Mac. 10 for your position. Getting hot up in your kitchen, little brother, something vicious. Check the bike with no resistance, pay your attention. Got my witness, shit just spills up in your trenches. Room, I see your nigga lacking, running up, you do the package.
Some kind of nigga, you don't know me. Big back, gas back, streets playing oats. Whole bitch pop big grits with Kobe. Pip head post filled, now she gonna hold me. Courtney smoke good, we can focus. Plug blue jack, ass, she's getting swollen. IG face, turn up, it's pulling. Trick DNA, butthole really open. 9 months, East Day, court, they know this. Two pimps in the back, living in the moment. Mad as a motherfucker, little bitch rolling. Whole step of looking bad, hit me ain't coping. Miss pimp, innocent, learning from your losses. New turned off, found shot, damn lost. Down on your luck, running up, cover office. Little homie called the case on Avalon and Carson.
I'm a thug in the bub, it's a club, bitch, never mind me. Love pussy, lot of money, Louis slack, dripping all the time for you. Trap, trap like this, trap, trap like that. Getting to the big place, then right off back. Dripping, winning, pippin', winning, my nigga, no cap. In a minute, I feel it, 100 grand off rap.
3 in the morning, trap, triple curve, friendly. Louis rip by the moonwalk, corn spaceship. Slapping bitches quick, better second grade spaceship. Park my shit, here's a tip, no faking. Me and Lil Bro, military trading. Fat little bitch, always eating my bacon. All sides in the house, celebrated. Call pink guy from the bitch, thank fragrance. G35 prototype, rolling famous. Fucked her in the ass, in the fast, no prison. Pulled my judge from the grudge when I made it. Secret handshake off top, Freemason. Hit you with a lock in the side, cocaine. Dripping like I'm wet, hit the sweat, summer raining. Mac in the flesh, so blessed, God save me. Always need a check for my bitch, Pip, raise me.
I'm a thug in the club, just a love, bitch, never mind me. Love pussy, lot of money, Louis slack, pippin' all the time for you. Trap, trap like this, trap, trap like that. Getting to the big place, then right off back. Dripping, winning, pippin', winning, my nigga, no cap. In a minute, I feel it, 100 grand off rap.
Tuesday. Monica, the 90s on the board. Well, Snoopy Badass, the Holly Ham, Luli, the new Monty, and Don, the Big Man Wolf. Feel me? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I like to give a shout out and a big thank you, a big appreciation to the G-Lu Show. Tune in.
Yes, sir. You're back live with the G-Lu Show. West Side Wednesdays on the Cinco de Mayo Wednesday. Happy Cinco de Mayo to everybody out there. Hope you take a shot for me. I'll take a shot for you. I'm back with Queen Jean, the lovely Miss Queen Jean. We're back with our special guest, Mr. Trim LaCrim, man.
Yeah, I'm here,
the Black Pimp. What up, homie?
That's a good one, man.
Yeah, man. That's you, man. You did that, man. Tell us, man, you know, about so these songs we're hearing right now, is that those some exclusives or those on the project? Tell them where they could, you know, some of this music we've been playing, where they could check that out at, or what's the project and all that.
Well, pretty much, I got a project that I'm about to drop right now. You feel me? It's going to be called Lessons and Blessings. And, you know, pretty much, I think
pretty much
all those. Excuse me. Okay, so the title is Lesson and Blessings. You know what I'm saying? And then you know, of course,
yeah,
it's Trim La Crim. Trim La Crim. Yeah, because you know, to every lesson there's a blessing. You feel me? You gotta just seek it out.
Right.
But for those songs, only one song that you just played is not on on the album. It's Gonna Win. Gonna Win was something that I just put on SoundCloud just for my peoples. You feel me?
Right.
But the mother okay. joints, yeah, we're trying to see what we can do with them. Actually, Black Tim got a video for it as well.
Yeah, they need to go check that out. Tell them where they can, is that on YouTube? Tell them where they can go look at that right now.
Yeah, you can go check that out, Trim La Crim, Black Pimp, you know what I'm saying, on YouTube. I got a Black Pimp 1 and 2. It's a part 2 coming out, too, you feel me? Going to tune in with that, man. See what you can learn from some of this different, you see this different vernacular, to say the least.
That part. That's what's up. Go ahead, Queen.
You know, I wanted to ask you if you had a choice, which arena would you want to perform at?
Which arena?
Yeah.
Well, to be honest
or
with you,
state.
Honestly, I'll say it like this. Wherever God allows me, you know what I'm saying, to showcase my talent, I'm there. It doesn't even matter. Arena, it could be an intimate set of four people. I love music. I love what I do. And I love interacting with people. So, yeah, that part.
Okay. So listen, when earlier in the interview you said that you and your mom used to do music trivia.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I'm going to do that with you. I'm going to give you five songs.
Oh, here we go.
And it's going to be old school music, like five songs, and you give me the name of the artist. Okay.
All right.
So we're going to go with "Here I Am, Come and Take Me."
Here I am. Wait, say it again. I didn't hear you.
Here I am. Come and take me.
You gotta sing it a little bit. That's what we do.
Here I am, baby. Come and take me. That's all you're getting from me because I'm not an artist.
Okay, I'm gonna come back to that one because I know it's on the tip of my tongue.
Okay,
I'm gonna come back.
Okay, then. Okay, I'm gonna give you something that's probably a little bit more familiar.
I hear that song in my brain.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Fail.
You said another one? What'd you say?
Spell. Must have put a spell on my mind.
Oh, yeah. That's Blue Magic.
Okay. I'm not going to sing them all to you now because I'm not an artist.
No, but you just give me a little bit, though.
Okay. I'll give you a few bars. Okay, I can't give you 16, but I'll give you a few.
No, don't hold 16.
I'll still
that's
come back to the other one,
right.
though.
Okay. So let's go with Hey You, Get Off My Mountain.
Hey You, Get Off My Mountain. It's not the dramatic.
Hey You. There you go.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's two.
Yeah.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
okay.
I'm doing good so far.
Love Is the House.
Okay, that is for some days.
Okay, so that's three. Let's see. What do I want to do for your fourth one? Do I want to stay a little bit in the 80s?
I know that other, the first one was a female. I know that for sure. I'm just trying to figure out who.
No.
It's not?
It was a female. No.
It's not? Oh, you got to say one time.
Here I Am,
you
Come and Take
Me.
Oh. Here I Am, Baby. Who was that? Come and
oh, yeah.
Take Me.
What?
Who was that?
Oh my God! It's on tip. Okay, I'm pass. I can't. It's right
okay,
here.
Okay, we'll come back to it. But it's not a female.
No, it's not. I hear here I am. Then I hear the song.
Oh, I know it is.
Okay.
Al Green.
Who is that?
Al Green.
Right.
Yeah,
it's Al Green. Okay. Never Can Say Goodbye. That's the fifth one.
Jackson. Michael Jackson.
Okay.
See, Jackson.
You did pretty good. So you want to do it with me? You want to give
me some
songs?
Yeah, you did real
good.
Yeah.
I
did real good, actually. You got them all. You did good, homie.
Yeah. I'm saying, you ready for your shot?
Yeah, let's see. Let's see.
I'm going to start easy. You give good love to me.
Baby.
Yeah. That's
okay.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, that's
you
one.
You give good love.
No, you got to say who the artist is. She ain't get it. Don't give it to her like that.
This is me. This is me. Chilu, don't do that.
Okay. So who's the artist? Thank you for having my back.
Right.
You have my back, big bro.
Hey, I'm just trying
thank
to keep it fair.
Okay,
I'm trying to keep it fair, though.
I don't have it.
Thank you, big bro.
I don't have the artist on the tip of my tongue. Let's go to number two.
We'll go back. We'll go back. Okay.
Yeah.
This one right here. All
right.
Good one.
Oh, that's Whitney Houston.
All right, you got it. All right. Okay.
Cheers. Cheers. I'm into like the rain. Cheers.
Well, now, he already gave you a hint earlier. That's his favorite group.
I did.
Fourth MD.
Yeah, okay.
No. Okay.
Yeah, she ain't. Look, she got a pass.
That one I was slipping on.
Ooh,
okay, we'll go to number three.
I got a good one for you. All right. Lady, I love you.
That's O'Brien.
Oh, my God. Okay. You're going to make it a little harder then. Cause you, all right. You thinking? All right. Let's do it like this. See. It must be love. Oh my God! Okay, one more. All right, this is the last one. I bet you don't get this one. Oh my God! Let me see.
Step the game up on you, real quick.
I gotta go in a little bit. All right, watch this. Here's this. He say. When you hold me in your arms, That's a good one right there. Tim Pree, baby.
Yeah, the Tim Pree. You're right. Okay.
I got you. It's all right. We even.
Okay.
Ain't no winners.
Who are
here.
Some of your? But we both winners.
We're winners.
Yeah, we're winners. So who were some of your favorite old school artists? the ones that you did listen to on Saturdays doing the cleanup, because I used to do that with my children as well, play old school artists doing cleanup time, which made it a little easier for cleanup
My main couple of artists are Howard Hewitt, Howard Hewitt, Donnell Jones, and probably Babyface, cause like excuse me, Alexander O'Neal or Keith Washington, like that's my little lineup.
Oh, that's a good lineup, especially with Alexander O'Neal. I was just listening to Sunshine today.
Yeah, Sunshine.
Yeah.
That's the joint. That's the joint. That's a nice one right there. I love it. I love that.
And Keith Washington, you know, I haven't heard that name mentioned in a long time. That's a good artist too. Yeah.
I aspired to be like a Babyface or a Keith Washington growing up, you know, with the smooth, just everything. I still kind of got that image, that imprint, but you know, it's just a little different now. But them are some smooth cats.
Yeah, you have your
I like
own.
That.
Yeah. What about female artists?
Well, I love Whitney. Well, I'm gonna say like this. The voices that I love Tamia. I love Tamia voice. Right. I love Heather Headley. Right.
Ooh, Heather
I
Headley.
Love,
yeah.
Heather Headley, I love, I like the Tamar Braxton voice, but you know, she sounds like Tony, but I love Tony Braxton voice.
Mm-hmm.
Who else has it? Oh, the lady Rhapsody, the girl that's,
Rhapsody.
I'm familiar with her,
good.
But she's a monster.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm talking about a real monster. And then probably like the Deborah Cox. Cause I like the women that sing. I like to hear that stuff, man. I want you to touch me.
Okay.
I don't want you to be entertained.
What
I want to be touched.
That's right.
For real. I'm going,
you talking about you
want to
be like Babyface and them? You like?
Yeah.
You're saucy with yours. They were smooth with theirs.
Yeah. So, I want to leave your show. I want to leave. Listen to what you gave me. Feeling nostalgia, like just full of nostalgia. You know, so that's where I'll be at with my music as well.
So,
I want to create that input.
But, yeah, Heather Headley. I was me and my daughter was talking about her earlier, and I mentioned her, and I was like, oh yeah, that's the lady that says in my mind. I would always be your lady. Yeah.
You know who else is a great artist that I think something happened with her, but her name's Amel LaRue. She's from Groove Theory. And I was keeping up with her career, and she was dope. But something happened. You know, it was one of those things that she was a natural, beautiful singer, like a beautiful person. You know what I mean? You know, you don't hear about her.
Yeah.
Wow, what happened? You know? That's not
right. Yeah, I'm not familiar with her. Yeah, but
the Groove Theory song? You remember that?
Groove Theory,
I
know what you're talking about. Her and that dude was in there too. That he went on to do a lot of acting and shit too. Groove Theory was dope. And I know that you were talking about.
Mel LaRue.
Yeah. She got some shit out, Queen. You can look her up. You got a lot of music out.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that.
You know, if you ask my humble opinion, they try to patent Alicia Keys behind her and just her image, but I think Alicia Keys is a little more, too more. I think Alicia Keys has had a little more talent, you know, in terms of, like, she's multi-dimensional. But
she did more. She played an instrument.
She did more
all around, yeah.
Yeah. But that, as far as the brand.
What about the female artists today, like Cardi B, and do you listen to that their music, Cardi B? And
yeah, I do. I like Doja Cat. You feel me? I like Doja Cat. I like Cardi B a little bit. You know what I'm saying? It's a little too ratchet for me. I'm a little more classier player, though. To be honest with you, I like Megan Thee Fox. You know what I'm saying? I like her because she seems like she got an open mind, so she likes to listen. I don't like dealing with people that don't have an open mind, that just feel like they know what they know.
Yeah.
And then I said,
what about Queen Naja?
Yeah, she's dope, too.
Queen Naja
is dope,
too.
Huh?
Yeah,
yeah,
she's dope.
She's like a poet, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I even like the little new girl. Well, not new girl, but what's her name? Her. You know, they starting to really push her.
Oh, yeah, her. She's, yeah. And she just won her a Grammy, I think it was.
Yeah,
she just won an award. Her. Yeah,
and the thing about her, she's been in the game. She's been in the game for years. But she just has, she's just trying to new management deal, and they pushing her the way she's supposed to be pushed. Like,
yeah,
man,
she did a lot of music for Judas and the Black Messiah. She's on there.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of her, yeah, she got music in that movie as well.
I haven't seen
that
movie
her.
Yet. How was that movie? Is it a good movie?
I liked it. Yeah, it was a good movie. You know, it was pretty interesting to me. Have you seen it yet, G?
No, I haven't seen it either.
But yeah,
nope.
Yeah, that was a good movie. Judas and the
Black Messiah. No, I heard it was real good though. I haven't seen it.
Yeah,
I heard it was real good.
Real good.
Yeah. So you get the opportunity, for him to check it out. You know.
Can I ask y'all a question?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, let me see if I can answer it.
Yeah. all right. So, as far as the day is concerned, what has been the best part of y'all day?
The best part of my
day today.
Mhm. Besides the obvious,
Queen.
For me. Well, I don't know what you mean when you said besides the obvious. If you mean just by waking up, because that is the best part of the day, waking up. But the that's the best part of my day is just, you know, waking up and having all my mobility, eyesight, and, you know, roof over my head and not being part of any other drama that's out into the world. That's more than just the best part of my day. But meditating is another part of the best part of my day and feeding my spirit. You feel me? Doing that type of stuff. Those are the best part of my day is spending time with my friends. The best
parts
of my day.
That was a great answer. How about you, big brother?
Answers, right?
Hey, man, the best part of my day is the whole day. Everything about this
day
is the best part of my day, man, because I can't even complain. You feel me? Because if I was, man, I wouldn't even be right. You know what I mean? So the best part of my day is the whole day, homie, all the way up to right now, chopping it up with you. You know what I mean?
Man,
it's a beautiful thing, homie.
Yeah.
I appreciate
like
it. That's me too, man. Like, this is the best part of my day too. Because you know why it is? Because it gave my day more meaning. It gave it more significance. I mean, of course, I feel blessed and highly favored, but this is something that adds to the day that I didn't have before. This is something totally new. It's a new experience, something to think about. You feel me? It's going to create an experience in my brain and my heart. I'm going to write about this. So this is the best part of my day. You dig that?
Right. And what would you say, since you said that, homie, what would you say, what can you give to people that are listening to you right now, hearing you for the first time, who may not have ever heard of Trembler Krim, and now they get to know you, hear your story, and even just hear you because they hear the music. But I think when they hear you speak, like we've been having conversation, your knowledge of the old school and the music and R&B, I think that gives people a whole different, like if they just hear your music and then they hear you, like right now, it gives them a whole open mind, you know, about you more, because it's a lot to you. So what could you tell the people that are listening to you now that they can take from this and take from you, that they will be able to, you know, want to continue with and explore you more?
Well, I'll say this, man. I just know that God works in mysterious ways, man. And the mystery is in the imprint. And I don't think we're supposed to find out what the mystery is. We're just supposed to stay motivated towards getting somewhere. See, now, for me, I've been through it. I've been through a struggle a few times. But the thing is, I encourage my struggles because I grow up in each instant. You know, I walk with humility only because I know how now. You know, I taught myself what it means to humble myself more so than other situations. You feel me? I just kind of like love life, man. You know, love is a verb. You know, it's an action word. And so if I'm not doing things to produce fruit in my life, man, it's contradicting what I'm pushing out there. Now, I believe in people, man. I believe in this. Emotions are emotions. E equals MC squared. That's emotion, right, in the periodic table. Now, the energy you put out there come back to you in two forms, a lesson or a blessing, sometimes both. So my job is to always be mindful of the energy I put out there, because I want the right energy to come back to me when a change happens in life. I mean, think about it. What's going on in this corona era, the social media, the social distancing, everything, et cetera, et cetera. Something is happening in the universe, man, and if we ain't on a positive side of the perspective, when a change happens, we're going to be on a negative side of it, man. So we got to be mindful. We got to be present, you know. And so it's just my music is just a reflection of some of the things that I've been through, some of the things that I want to accomplish, and some of the things I want to teach my brothers and sisters. You can't teach everybody, but at least I can say that I died knowing that I'm not the only person knowing that I know what I know. You feel me? That ain't my job. My job is to give it away so I can keep it. You feel me? So for all the listeners, Jim LeCrim is the kind of person that he just wants to be great. And in order for me to be great, I got to help the next man be great. See, because I can't be great by myself. You know, that's selfish. That's boring. You know, who want to smoke a blunt by themselves? You know, who want to work out by themselves? You know, I told for the last time we talked, the best exercise you can do is a squat, because when you come down, you bring somebody up with you. You know what I'm saying? So we just need to just buckle down and get our game tight and build our culture tight, because everybody else is around us is building their culture. We need to build our culture. You know what I mean? Whatever it may be, but it has to start. Mm-hmm. It has to start with principles. It has to start with value, knowing why you're doing what you're doing and what you're doing it for. You feel me?
Right.
So that being said, man, I'll leave it like this. It's nice to be nice. It's nice to be nice. You feel me? And if a person takes that the wrong way, then that's their fault. It has nothing to do with you. You know what I'm saying? Because honestly, if God is love, you feel me? You got to give it away in order to keep it. So that's where I'm at. You feel me? Gangsters need love too. Players need love too. You feel me? So all that.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Okay. Show you right. Show
Can you
right,
give me
like
your yeah, show you right. Give me your Instagram handle again, please.
Yeah, it is Return, all right, RETURNOF Casanova, CASANOVA, 304. And it's
return
just,
Return of
know,
Casanova, 304.
Yeah, it's the return, man, of original Mac. And Mac and his master in all communications. It ain't doing nothing other than that. You know, because you never let language define how you, you know, or keep you from dealing with somebody else because they don't speak your language. So as a Mac, you're supposed to master all communications. Feel me? And that's kind of why I live my life. I love people. Shit, why not? You know, you give love away, you get the, you know, you give it away, it come back to you. You give hate away, it come back to you. I don't need to hate on nobody. It's time to live.
Yeah.
That part. That part, Trim LeCrim, y'all, Trim LeCrim. Hey, Trim, man, let's take him to the rodeo show right quick.
Are you from the radio? Forget a rodeo show. It's a song, man. I just wrote this. It's like probably my recent song that I just laid, man. And rodeo show is just it's a combination of four different vibes in one song that kind of correlate. And it's just displaying my rawness in terms of me giving this woman who I'm speaking to my honesty. I don't have it, but what I do have, I got you. I might not got the diamonds and the money, but what I do got is love, and that should be good enough right now, baby. So that's what rodeo show stands for.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Trim LeCrim.
Yeah. Rodeo.
Let me be honest, struggling on this, finding my calmness, cold with my heart, deleting garlic, reduce my target, smoking my molly. Look when you're turning.
Something about the way you say things, huh? Made me girl, poked by the shape, but it's all cute face. Drop to between sweet hard for a play.
making love to a freak. Kiss me your lips kind of slow when I'm leaking. Stepping in my eyes as I fall on the vibe. While I talk to the vibe, it's about time that we make it official. Every sound like a whistle, off the patron, all alone in the zone. On the top, every little slip off. I'm a fiend. Rodeo show starring you, featuring me. Don't judge by the vibe, this is where you wanna be.
Here we go. Baby, take your time, give me head. Fucking up the sheets in the bed. You can be a freak if you dare.
I'm sticking your neck and all innocent. Back at the trip on your back with commission. Couple more dollars, go back on the ceiling fan. Umbrella rappers, goddamn, who's gonna win? Your level price can appear your ring. Drop to inside like I'm number 10. They swear for S, I like your fat. I do be like your pizza with flesh. Take your little rubies, let's go stack. Rip on the top, you too with that. Drop, drop like over to Eddie's crack. Poker face, they slicking in the slack. I'm the Mac. Gentlemen game, always speak the facts. Cut everything, trap is cold as sex. Chico with me, we'll supply the back. Get on your back. Bring me that pussy, no strings attached. Slick at the Harris, control the cat. Freeze you the leaf and I come right back.
Here we go. Baby, take your time, give me head. Fucking up the sheets in the bed. You can be a freak if you
Champ, can you hit me now? Do me hoochie, blue jacuzzi. Every day my way, Taco Tuesday. Who me, never
forever like a goofy. No G, check the temperature you show me. No Z, on the swivel, just hold me. Slow G, on the going front row seat. Smoking, light a whoop a nigga coasting. Rolling, hold up nigga killing your scene. Cause I am the captain, I'm back in the trusted. Watch out for pennies and fenders, goddammit. Really can't stand it. Get your money up, man. Get your money up, man. Turn up, goddammit.
Tuesdays every day, when you fucking with a man like me. Rotate on the pipe, twerk it fast if you like. Get some Molly in the bottle, please. Taco Tuesdays every day. Taco Tuesdays every day. Taco Tuesdays every day. Taco Tuesdays every day.
Show the G Lou show back with G Lou Queen Jean, our special guest, the homie Trembler Krim. You heard the music, you heard the man, you heard the story, you heard everything. So again, Trim, McCrim, tell the people anything you want to leave the people with or anything we didn't speak on, you want to spill to the people, man. Go ahead, you got the floor.
Man, I just like this opportunity, man. God gave me, man. I can remember, man, being in my cell, writing my thoughts down, man. Praying over my thoughts, man, and now look, things are coming to fruition. So whoever's listening in, man, listen, I appreciate you just taking your time out of your responsibility and your important life to listen to an up-and-coming rapper / singer-songwriter, you know, feel me, display the best that I got to offer myself, my life, and my family. So that being said, man, y'all make sure y'all stay beautiful, man, and y'all have a great life as well, man. I'll be hoping to tune in and hear from any one of you guys real soon. Feel me? That part. Trim the Krim. Returning cast number 304. Tap in.
That part.
Well, I just
Queen,
to
you
are
Queen.
Yeah, I wanted to say to you, blessings to your prosperity, to you and your family. I have started following you on Instagram, and also if there's anything that we can do, the G Lou show for you, don't hesitate to reach out to me through my DM. I do announcements on Sundays. If there's anything that you want to have announced, don't hesitate to give it to me so I can announce it on our show. And as I say, blessings to your prosperity and remain the genuine, humble spirit that you are. I feel you, and remain that, and just keep perfecting that. And the Most High will answer all that you're putting out the universe. Feel me?
I feel it already.
I just wanted to leave that with you. And it was a pleasure. The conversation was great. I love the trivia with you. I really enjoyed having you here with us on the show.
I appreciate it. I enjoyed it too. Y'all some dope people.
Man, appreciate it, man. It only reciprocates. We go out to vibe, man, and we got great people on the show, great guests tonight, man. It was just a great interaction, man, great conversation and great spirits flowing around, man. You know, great energy, as they say. Before you get out of here, let me take a couple phone calls, man. Take a couple callers. Wanna holler at you, man. Let me go to the phone lines. Caller, hello.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey,
hope all everybody is well. Hope everybody is well, man.
Yeah,
I wanna say, man, I wanted to tap in so much to help you, Trim, on that little trivia questions. I want to tap in to help you. Like, oh, don't get my boy like that.
He handled it, though. He was good.
Yes,
he
did.
He turned around and got me back. He got me back.
Did he, though?
It tripped me out. It's like, how you not going to know Grits Green? Everybody know Grits Green. And it was like, man, I want to like, tap me in. Yeah, but hey, man. Good episode, man. You know where you want to go. So, if anything I could do to help you get to that destination, which ain't really a destination, more like a journey, as they say, I'm willing to do that, man. I'm proud of you, man. And I shouldn't have to say it on the air, but I'm proud of you, sir.
I appreciate that, man. For sure, I am.
I know I be hard, but, man, once you get my age, it's like you be kind of losing patience with stuff. Mm-hmm. You really don't have the patience. I really don't. That's something I need to fix within myself. I kind of lack patience with people because I've been through so much, just so much rhetoric and bullshit and fickleness and all. Just niggas undecisive and. It's like I want to stay in the pandemic. I don't want folks around me. So excuse me, nephew, if I lose patience and, you know, I might say something like, damn, nigga, I need you to get this shit right now and understand that you can't get it right now. You don't grasp it right now. I got to tone down my abrasiveness, but I want everybody that I ever gave a lesson to utilize it and do something bigger than what I can do or what I've done or what I can tell you to do. I just want y'all, man, to be the best that y'all could be, man, without me having to hold your hand 24/7. You feel me?
Yeah. No, I appreciate it.
But I love you, man.
I love you, too. And I'm going to tell you something like this. Like, you can be as hard as you need to be on me, my bro. I need it. You feel me? I'm a hard head, but at the same time, I'm learning. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
some people get sensitive. Some people get sensitive, and, you know, man, my girl always say, you be talking to niggas too hard. Everybody want to sock you, but they scared to sock you. They know it's going to be repercussions. I've heard that 1,000 times. I have heard that 1,000 times. It's like you be talking to niggas. Hey, and when I actually sat back and really thought about it, it's like, maybe I do. It's just because I be wanting y'all to don't fall through them stepping stones and pitfalls that I had to go through. Feel me?
Yeah.
Everybody in the rap, I be telling them, nigga, I done been to the mountaintop. I know what it feel like. And I'm right here with y'all at right now. So what does that tell you? You feel me? I don't want y'all to go through that bullshit that I done went through to be a rap star. And believe me, it ain't easy.
Right.
G. Lou will tell you, everybody you going to meet will tell you. If I ask you right now, who's the most famous person that you know in your life that you know, not that you've met or taken a picture with, who is the most famous person in your life that you know?
I'm saying you.
That's just a hypothetical. Wow. See, I never would have thought that. I never would have thought that, though.
Yeah,
but I never, you know, I never would have thought that. I never would have thought that.
I know personally, yeah. I don't know anybody, shit. I don't know Lil Herb. I know you.
But the point
that's
I'm trying
right
to
there.
Yeah. Well, your fucking cousin, your fucking
yeah.
cousin, you
so
need to know. Yes.
Yeah, I don't know Lil Herb. You feel me? Abdo, I ain't never met him. You feel me? I know her Lil Herb. Yeah, yes, man.
Yeah, well, that's Lil Herb. Well, you need to know him. You need to know him, man. And I'm gonna call Lou and try to put that together.
Yeah, and then how about I was gonna say one more thing too before it's over. It'll come back to me, but it was something else I want to say. You feel me? Some real shit. Oh yeah, talk right. If a shared success is twice as nice, a shared setback will only hurt half as much because you got somebody to go through it with, right? And that's where I'm at. You know what I'm saying? So I can't do it all by myself. Like I told you before, I got super content. Now it's time to have this machine. So that's what I'm focused in on, pushing this shit. And then and God is getting and God on going on God's time, not on my time.
Shit. Excuse me.
So thank
well,
you.
Well, I ain't no machine. G Lou the machine. I'm only nigga riding in the hubcap. G Lou the machine.
No. Don't let him fool you, man.
Yeah. You know, that's humility, though. That's Uncle Wave being humble. You know, I accept
yeah,
that.
Yeah, exactly.
That's real. Right. You are a machine. You are.
Well, I was tripping today because, you know how they say great minds think alike?
Yeah.
I noticed that G. Lou got this oldies CD out, and I was looking at it the other day, and I'm like, damn, finally clicked on it. And I heard some excerpts. I'm like, wow. So when I chopped it up with him, and I had the same thing in mind a couple weeks ago, and I decided to implement it. And now it looked like I'm biting his idea.
It's coming to fruition. Nah.
And I had that same idea.
Nah, but it's not never that because I already know the way you're gonna come to it. You're gonna come original already with the cover you hit me with today. Blew my mind. So I'm like, I already know how you coming, Tweez. You already
yeah,
blew me away with the cover, man.
Oh
yeah.
Yeah, man. That was man. Big shout
That's
out,
right.
man, to Tony Ray for putting that together for me. He what's the word I'm looking for? He brought my idea into life. And
right.
man.
So you already winning with that already. That's already got him waiting right there with just the cover.
Oh yeah, and I'm looking at the track that you're gonna be on right now. Trying to figure out where I'm gonna squeeze Trim up in here. But man, we're gonna have some celebrity guest stars, man. It's gonna be good. It's gonna be good.
Yeah, that's dope. Hey, you know what? After by me being from like the inner city LA, that's what LA missing, bro. Like the real oldies music, man. You don't hear that.
Well, you do every Wednesday, every Friday, and every Sunday, and every Thursday night.
Yeah,
it all depends on where you tuned into, because we here for y'all. And been here for y'all. So LA ain't missing nothing. Those that know where to go, go where they doing it at. It's G. Lou.
Well, I'm going to start pushing. I'm going to start on my social media. I'm going to start pushing y'all and seeing that people know to tune in.
There we go. And then when they hit you with them questions on your next interview, you're going to know every oldie song. You're going to know them all, player. But if
I
you don't know,
I said them all. I said them all right. I didn't lose one. I got them all right.
But I'm saying once you, man, if Queen Jean threw five more up at you right now, you
right
might
now,
not.
I'm ready.
Oh,
I'm
oh,
ready.
Here we
I'm ready
go.
Right now.
All right, get him, Queen.
I'm ready, though.
All right, get him, Queen. Get him, Queen.
Wildflower. Wildflower. Wildflower.
Okay, new birth. New birth. Let's go.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Atlantis.
Atlantis? Mm. Oh, okay. Okay, that is Izzy Brothers.
Okay.
All right, player.
Walk on by. Walk on by.
Walk on. I don't know her name. Sorry. I know it's a lady.
That's not a she. Walk. That's a he.
Walk on by.
And a she.
Walk on by.
Actually, it's a he and a she.
Okay, well, I'm talking about the male version. I'm talking about the male version.
Is the female version the singer Mary Wells?
No.
No.
Me on that one.
Okay. Walk on by is Isaac Hayes, and you're talking about Dionne Warwick as well.
Okay.
I want to ta-ta you, baby.
I want to ta-ta you, baby. No, you got me on that
stop.
Queen. Sorry, what word, queen?
He said what?
Cool,
he said you
want
a what? He said you want a what?
Like, two, queen. What word, last one?
That's Johnny Guitar Watson, man.
Yeah, he is.
Okay. People make the world go round.
All right, that's cool. I got you on that one. People make the world go round. Let's see.
Westside Connection.
Sure you call in on our Sunday show and request your oldie, and we'll play it for
you.
Same number, 7 o'clock, same time.
Okay. On Sunday.
On Sunday,
yep.
that's our oldie show. That's
okay,
our fabulous lowrider oldie show.
Oh yeah, we got some fun, queen. You got me.
See,
and
I know I said it was a pleasure.
But see, I blame it on Unc though, because we was cool. Me and you was cool, and then he brung that back up. That's his.
He messed your record up, huh? He messed your average
up.
Yeah,
you feel me? Like, I thought he
knocked your average down. You had a high batting average. You knocked it down, huh?
Your uncle be coming out the crate, so he be coming out the crate.
Yeah,
can't nobody do it like your uncle do it.
Yeah,
nah,
if he gave you a list. If he gave you five right now, I know you couldn't guess it. I know I couldn't get it.
I probably couldn't either.
I wouldn't even want to try right now. I'll have to.
Man,
have a safe travel, man. Home, man.
All right.
That's what you need to do.
Yeah.
And,
I will. I'm on the road tomorrow.
Beautiful. And we're going to do, man, what needs to be done, man, you know.
All right.
That's all we can do. That's all we can do.
Whatever you need me to do, I'll tap in. And whatever you need me to do, just let me know, and I'll take care of it.
All right, man. God bless y'all, man.
Sweet. Shout out to my boy Trim LaCrim, man. Blessing our show tonight. Thank you, brother. Great show. Great person, man.
Yeah.
Continue success to you. Keep being great, homie. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. You as well.
Much love to you.
Peace and love,
man. D-Lou Show, Westside Wednesdays. Trim LaCrim. Go follow him right now. Return of Casanova 304 IG.
IG. Okay,
that
part. West.
Did you ever look to your quarter?
Lord Jesus, it is you who wakes me up every day. And I am forever grateful for your love. This is why I pray. You let me touch so many people. And it's all for the good. I influenced so many children. I never thought that I would. And I couldn't take credit for the love they get. Because it all comes from you, Lord. I'm just the one that's giving it. And when it seems like the pressure gets to be too much, I take time out and pray. And ask that you be my crutch. Lord, I am not perfect by a long shot. I confess to you daily. But I work hard every day. And I hope that you hear me. In my heart I mean well. But if you'll help me to grow, then what I have in my heart will begin to show. And when I get going, I'm not looking back for nothing. Because I will know where I'm headed. and I'm so tired of the suffering. I stand before you, a weakened version of your reflection, begging for direction, for my soul needs resurrection. I don't deserve what you've given me, but you never took it from me, because I am grateful, and I use it, and I do not worship money. If what you want from me is to bring your children to you, my regret is only having one life to do it, instead of two. Amen.
What's up, Austin? What's going on, big boy?
Chilling, man.
You gonna come on out today?
Yeah.
I'm up in the sun,
Johnny. Katie, Kevin, come on inside. Yeah, you come over here and sit right here on the couch.
What it do? Big G Lou coming through with the payback in 1982 off La Brea, where I stayed at. I'ma take you way back like oldies on an 8-track. Something you can bump in your ride and sit way back. I push a Mercedes, but ain't never been in no Maybach. Only a couple limos with chauffeurs, that was way back. I think I'm on track to be one of the greatest ever, cause all the homies say is the oldies rule forever. Shout out to the Nellas, hope they free the homie G-Wee. Can't forget my homie Shadow and Big TD. I'm Big Pops, I'm a reptile from the VC. In 1989 I got quoted on by Tweety. And the homie Stranger, the danger was soon to catch up. And 2 weeks later, to my surprise, I was next up. Just another day in the Nella or SGV. The 626, the 213, way back as a dog.
Boys, the Lord didn't put you here to be shooting and killing each other. Right here in the Bible, Exodus 20:13, thou shalt not kill.
I ain't never killed nobody.
Oh, I doubt that. Kevin, I've heard stories about you.
Yeah. Hey, check this out, right? Hey. R.I.P. to the homeboys gone, for you I made this song. Like Tupac said, life goes on, I'm in my zone. I'm in my own mind frame, don't need the homies to go with me. I'm my own damn gang. You only get 1 minute to pray and a second to die. So before I pull the trigger, I gotta ask why. Only God knows where we going and where we been. Like New Edition said, homie, is this really the end?
Sir, I don't think God really cares too much about it. He wouldn't have put us here. I mean, look where we stand. It's all fucking. It's messed up around here.
You don't have any belief, boy. The Lord don't care about who's got the biggest house.
My grandpa was always coming at us with that religion. And every time, he was in one ear and out the other.
Hey! Do you care whether you live or die?
Stay up, baby boy.
I got you. What you know about that, Melvin?
That's my shit, youngster.
You don't know nothing about that, boy. That's for grown folks right there.
I used to get a lot of pussy off of that song.
The
pick up a bigger jumpsuit next week.
Oldies Rule Forever, Volume 1.
We out of here, y'all. Westside Wednesdays, the G-Lu Show. Thank you again to Trembler Krim. Queen Jean, you want to take us out of here?
Peace and love. Everybody be safe. Stay prayed up. And stay solid. Great show. Blessings.
Thank you all. Blessings. Most all due to the Most High. Love y'all. Peace and love. See y'all Friday. See y'all tomorrow on Tweed Show. Peace and love. Thank you again, Latrim. Peace.